You're listening to SBS News.
The escalation of violence in Israel and Gaza has entered its fifth day. Israeli forces are massing on the border with Gaza as the military considers plans for a possible ground invasion. Israel continued its airstrikes on Gaza, where people say they endured the hardest night of airstrikes since the 2014 war. More than 100 people have been killed in Gaza and 7 people have died in Israel. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu warns that the situation is likely to worsen before it gets better.
I cannot tell you that we are not facing escalation. The intelligence we have says that it is very possible that there will be an increase in violence here in the coming days. There may be an exchange of blows here. And in cases like these, in order to suppress a riot, we need to use force, a lot of force. We will use it while giving full support to the Israeli police.
Israel's opposition leader, Yair Lapid, warns of pending danger if the violence continues, but is vowing to build an alternative governing coalition in a bid to end Mr. Netanyahu's 12-year rule. And clashes between Jewish and Arab civilians on the streets, who live side by side in Tel Aviv, Lod and beyond, have intensified amid warnings of civil war. Spokesman of Hamas's military wing, Abu Abaida, issued this video message.
The decision to bomb Tel Aviv, Jerusalem, Dimona, Ashkelon, Ashdod, Beersheba and any cities before or after that from our occupied cities is easier for us than drinking of water.
Israeli media are reporting that Israeli air and ground troops are attacking Gaza. Australia is calling on both sides of the conflict to show restraint. Foreign Minister Maurice Payne says calm needs to be restored by leaders on both sides.
Our strong view is that violence is no solution. No solution. Whether they are rocket attacks or indiscriminate acts that fuel the cycle of violence and bloodshed, they are also never justified. We have urged all parties to refrain from violent or provocative acts.
United States Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the US is involved in attempts to de-escalate tensions between Israel and Hamas.
We are open to and supportive of a discussion, an open discussion at the United Nations. I think we're looking at early next week. This, I hope, will give some time for the diplomacy to have some effect and to see if indeed we get a real de-escalation and can then pursue this at the United Nations in that context.
Atif Izzah is the owner of a media company in Gaza whose offices were in the tower block that was levelled by Israeli air raids 2 days ago. He's told SBS Arabic 24 that the residents spent the last 4 nights unable to sleep because of the Israeli air raids.
The bombing and rockets are still continuing. The bombing by aircraft continues as well. The evacuations are continuing. The war intensifies at night. I don't think that anyone in the Gaza Strip sleeps and everyone is awake until morning.
Israel's ambassador to Australia, Jonathan Peled, has told SBS News he believes restraint and calm will prevail.
We very much hope that we can calm this unrest down and return to the coexistence, which is so important and an important fabric of Israeli multicultural society.
And the Palestinian envoy to Australia, Izzat Abdulhadi, says the conflict is garnering global attention.
For the time being, I think we need more interference of the international community to solve the problem and put pressure on Israel to stop its own aggression on Gaza Strip.
French Interior Minister Gérald Darmanin has banned demonstrations in Paris relating to the escalating tensions in the Middle East. He says in a tweet that similar demonstrations held in 2014 massively disturbed public order. He is the director of the United Nations Relief and Works Agency, Matthias Schmal, speaking from Gaza.
The situation remains extremely tense and volatile. I was just looking up because literally half a minute ago there was another rocket incoming. We've had a rough night. I am speaking to you from our UN headquarters here in Gaza. And during the night, there were at least 5 times, we are also sleeping at our offices at the moment, at least 5 times where I was basically jolted out of bed because there were very strong strikes close to our office Israeli retaliatory strikes. That is an all-out war. Any war is not in anyone's interests. Violence will not solve problems.
The UN Security Council is due to meet on Sunday. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.